Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
So, I've been seeing all of these previews for this new movie called The Social Network. And apparently what this thing is about is this, like, 12-year-old little boy invented Bookface, or whatever it's called. It's real famous. Apparently, this guy's worth like $172 bajillion or something. So I says to myself, Walken, you can come up with something better than a fucking 12-year-old little boy can come up with. So here's my thing. There's a close-knit community of people in this country and around the world, and probably in outer space too. It wouldn't surprise me. You go a million light years out into the cosmos, it's gonna be true. Everybody loves the sound of my voice. So here's what I'm proposing to you, world, universe, whatever. Do you happen to have $5? Oh, you do, you say. Well, it just so happens that I, Christopher Walken, will, for $5, send you or your friends or your family or your cat or your chickens. I don't give a shit. I will send them a personalized 1 to 2 minute long greeting. How's that for fucking... Fuck you, Bookface boy. I'm a goddamn financial genius. And just so that you can see the level of quality that your $5 will get you, it just so happens that I was contacted about a week ago to do a birthday greeting for one of the members of Friend of the Show, a fantastic little podcast, or whatever the fuck you call these things, called Movies About Girls. Nothing special, no big whoop. I did it out of the kindness of my heart. But now that I've thought of it, how about I charge a few bucks for it? Huh? $5, this is what you get. Stacy, this is your pal, Christopher Walken, wishing you a happy birthday from myself and all of your pals there at Movies About Girls. I've never done one of these little birthday wishes before. This is kind of exciting for me, not just because I'm doing the birthday greeting, but you got a sexy-ass voice on you. Sultry. If I had one word to describe it, sultry would be the word. Maybe tantalizing, scintillating. I'm getting a boner just thinking about your voice right now. I mean, you sound like the type of girl who'd be good in a bar fight, you know? You seem like you could probably beat the shit out of somebody and then drink them under the table right afterwards, you know? The thing I like about women who drink a lot, or can drink a lot, is they seem to be a lot more open to anal sex. I think maybe it's because all of the nerve endings inside of your ass have been deadened by the whiskey. Whatever it is, you know, I can't complain. Anyways, I just want to say happy birthday once again. Here's hoping you don't die this year. Love, your pal, Christopher Walken. P.S. Stacy, you wouldn't happen to have a phone number where I could reach you, because just thinking about your voice and the anal sex and the whiskey, I bet you smoke too, don't you? Even if you don't smoke, just don't ruin my fantasy. But anyways, you know how to reach me. You contact my people, and I'll contact your people. hole. You get the joke? Peephole? Like your butthole. All right. Anyways, have a good birthday, Stacy. I'll talk to you soon. So there it is, motherfuckers. If you want a personalized greeting from the one, the only, Christopher Walken, send a request to... You gotta be shitting me. We didn't even get our own fucking free email account. God damn it. Send your request to hoofcasttheshow@gmail.com. Fucking people at Hoofcast. Goddamn show's retarded. Give me $5, I'll say whatever the fuck you want me to.
You heard it here first. Send $5 to hoofcasttheshow@gmail.com. That's hoofcasttheshow@gmail.com. Get your very own personalized greeting from the fake Christopher Walken. He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. He might actually make a friend into an enemy. But what he won't do is charge you more than $5.
Offer subject to change if the real Christopher Walken sues.